Good evening. Okay, that was cute. But I know, as Katie just said, all the struggles and all the things we get to do to celebrate those struggles and all those things we get to remember, you can do mighty better. How are we doing this evening? Thank you so much. I know that's right. Okay, we didn't just send all this land that just got stolen to be silent, okay? We're not doing that. Okay, that's a point of personal privilege. Okay. So what a fantastic way to celebrate Pride, and specifically not just the Pride Foundation, but going into Pride season and this being Stonewall 50. And to think about, yeah, come on. Yeah. And to think that many of us in our intersections would have denied and been denied access to education, would have been denied access to jobs and just thriving. We stand here to celebrate the fact that there's a Pride Foundation. There's other organizations that made sure that, as we just saw, 130 students in all fashions and forms are going to be able to fund their education. Even further, you're standing in a city that has decided that if you are a high school graduate, regardless of GPA, regardless of background, regardless of income, can get 2 free years of college. That's a brand new thing. And while I'm a native of Seattle and I love you new folks, don't tell your cousins that are in the Midwest that you get free college and then we don't know how to do the bus system any further, okay? Like, just know we got to take care of our young people here too. But what I know is that the beautiful thing is that the young folks can get in a better trajectory for success for adulthood regardless of who you are. And they can celebrate and be stress-free to get that education and then go forward to where they want to go. Not where other people want to go for them, but where they want to go. So let's think about that. And I'm so appreciative of the Pride Foundation for all the work that you all do and will continue to do going forward. So it is my pleasure to actually put on my city hat, tap out of my personal privilege, and give this letter on behalf of our mayor, Jenny A. Durkin. Dear Pride Foundation friends and scholars, on behalf of the City of Seattle, congratulations to the scholars for their outstanding success, and thank you to the Pride Foundation for your commitment to helping people of all ages pursue their educational goals. Your work represents the best of Seattle. We are a welcoming city that stands out as a center of academic excellence and is a home for some of our nation's most promising civic leaders and advocates. We pride ourselves on supporting historically marginalized people, and your organization helps to achieve our goal to provide equity and opportunity for all students. The support that the Pride Foundation provides LGBT, our acronym is extremely long, you all. I can say that because I'm family, come on. I like it, yes. The support that the Pride Foundation provides all of us and allies is incredible. The Pride Foundation has invested over $5 million in the best and brightest in the LGBTQ+ and allied students since 1993. Thank you to the generous scholarships. Students can focus on pursuing their passions in education and preparing themselves for the jobs of the future and entrepreneurships. Go ahead and own something. The City of Seattle thanks you for all the work you've done to advance the lives of the